Hello.
Hi there. Hi, this is Christian from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are very needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
None of those.
Okay.
Independent, I guess.
Okay. Great, thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices.
Really? No way.
How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
If I'll be here, yeah, I'll vote for sure.
So very certain, okay. Next. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does, providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I'd say somewhat high.
Somewhat high. Okay, thank you, sir. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, a Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: rising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increase school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 50 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every 100,000 of home value? Yes or no?
I got like too much numbers, like too many numbers that I didn't follow. So like for every $100,000, like $6 plus per month?
I'm going to repeat the last part. To pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
So yeah, that doesn't sound like a big deal. I'll probably vote yes, but like, I mean, in general, like, I mean, we're sending so much taxes overseas, so like, I'd rather like, I mean, use those taxes for schools in the U.S.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on, sir. Thank you. The second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing school, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per every $100,000 of assessed home value? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, that's a yes. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value. Yes or no?
Is this the second question? Well, I mean, not the. Is this like, I mean, first one was for a bond of like $1 billion, right? So this one is this year.
Yeah, this is I guess this would be the smaller bond, because they were talking a bigger bond. Okay, let me read this again. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects, than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
And to be honest with you, I don't fully understand the question, like what bond is, like who's borrowing the money and stuff like that. So I don't know, like I can't speak to that. I can't answer that question, I guess.
Okay, well, it's okay. We can move on. Let's move on. Lastly, on this topic,
how many more questions do you have? I have to run.
About three more. I'll make it quick, okay? If the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $1,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Basically,
probably no.
Okay. Okay, following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree to this opponent's statement? So your options are...
I don't know, to be honest, but like I don't know like for sure, to be honest, but I'd assume there's like some administrative overhead there, so I would say like somewhat agree.
You somewhat agree?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvement at CCSD schools. Okay, so the first one would be school buildings that are 30 to 40 or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Do you feel very persuasive? You think that statement is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive, or, yes, those are your three. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
I don't know what persuasive is, so. Sorry.
Persuasive is that you think that it's correct.
Okay.
You think it's very correct?
Correct.
Not so correct?
Well, I mean, yeah, it sounds correct. Like, I mean, the longer you wait, the costly
So it's very persuasive of somewhat persuasive for you?
Persuasive. I don't think it means correct. So let me quickly check.
It's like it's right, or if it's gonna lure you in to believe the state what it's saying.
Convincing.
Yeah. Is there argument there now?
It's somewhat persuasive. Yeah, let's put it this way.
Somewhat persuasive. Okay. Let's move on. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Yeah, I'll stick to somewhat persuasive, but like, to be honest with you, I'm not quite following like what the question is, what the meaning there.
Yeah, it's regarding the school Cherry Creek School District. Do you have any do you know anybody that attends the district the school there?
Like all my neighbors do. My daughter used to attend like Cherry Creek School District. My son was there.
Okay.
At the time.
All right. So they're going to be putting some ballots on the there's some measures so people can vote next November. Let me just move on really quick because we're almost done. Okay. This is the next statement. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Yeah, somewhat persuasive, yeah.
Okay. And let's go to the next one. Expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying, in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other demands technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat?
Somewhat,
yeah.
Okay. And here we go again. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek. It will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for all students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not too persuasive.
To be honest with you, I'm not kind of following at this point. Let's stick to this somewhat persuasive. Like all of those things sound good, but I think like this country spends so much money on stuff that we don't really need, like promoting democracies overseas. So I don't know. Like I mean, for me, it's all just a buzzword, but.
Okay. You
can have the best education in the universe, I guess, like, and not spend like a penny, not increasing like our taxes, and still be the best, but like we're spending money like somewhere else and for stuff that no one cares about.
Okay. All right. Let's move on, sir. Let me just be this real quick. Okay. This is the next statement. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Do you think that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Yeah, that's persuasive. Very persuasive.
Okay. We got another one here. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best schools districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking the voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Yeah, somewhat persuasive.
Okay, and this is the last statement. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive?
Yes, somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive, okay. Okay, so after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical skills, for school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think no. I think no, because, the property went up so much, like much higher, like we're paying like much more in Texas right now because of that. And with the counties and then the states, is pretty much stays on top of like assessing the value of the properties. And so.
Okay. Yes, I understand, sir. All right, we're at 90%. These questions are just for statistics purposes. What is your gender? We have to ask that. A male, female, or yes, other?
Male.
Okay, thank you, sir. What is your age? Between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64?
40-54.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 or under?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And lastly, do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District?
Not right now. They're attending online schools right now.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me if what is your race? Black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, white. Okay. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Okay, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Broke the fucking ice. I did it. Oh, my God.
Christian, holy shit. Oh my God, here we go.
Thank you. Oh. Ha, 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 ha.